God bless you, dear family. Thank you for being here and listening to Jesus' words to us. Lord, I feel you so near. Pray for him, Claire. He does not see beyond his own reality. So basically, he has no need of counsel because he has you, which is all I want for him, Lord. I recognize that he does hear from you. So really, I don't have anything to give him, nor does anyone else. That's correct. Do you see yourself in him? Good question. I do in part, but I really want to learn from others. Yet you draw the line on how far you will let that go. That's true. So am I just like him? No, not really. I say that because you've been looking into my mirror for a long time, and my mirror shows more detail than yours. It shows other dimensions, things you normally would not recognize. Jesus, who am I to judge my brother to say anything about his faults when mine are like truckloads of sand running out behind me? You're right, but it happens anyway, even without your consent. Like there is a compulsive need to be right? Like I have to prove that I'm someone special, someone who is always right, someone who always has the answers? Like self-righteousness? Kind of like my survival hinges on me always being right? To me, it is very dangerous to base our reality on what we alone believe is right. Jesus continued, now that you have sincerely repented for allowing yourself to go off course, let's move on. We do not want this to become an occasion for the enemy to crush you under the weight of sin. Pay no attention to the external things going on. We are here, together now, and that's all that matters. You see my tears of joy that you are returning to your highest purpose and my most urgent need to convince my people of my love for them and the glory yet to come, which I am preparing for them in heaven? This will help them, Claire, to pass through events that would normally cause discouragement. In fact, I want all my heart dwellers in my heart, where they can find solace and strength for the journey which will soon come to the end for them. Yet there will be stragglers, and I want my left behind ones to be secure in my love and provision for their future in heaven. So let's get to work. Lord, what should I do with the messages pending? They are still my messages, so do not ignore them. But moving forward, we are going to be setting a new narrative with new hope and new opportunities. And that was the end of his message.